It is 10 a.m. You are listening to WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Okay, it's 3:17 a.m. You tuned in with your main man, Tommy Inglethorpe. This next song's gonna keep you warm on a cold, cold night. So if you don't got a lover, just close your eyes and listen.
Like a rabbit in headlights, I stung by all your charm, and I feel so damn lucky to have you on my arm, and I can't help but
WMFO, Medford, 10:07 in the morning. An awfully cold morning. It's Mike on the mic here till 11 a.m. when Something About the Women will be here. And not only just Something About the Women, but Sue Edelman will be here. Yeah, from 11 to 1. You know, when Sue's here, it's going to be good. Okay. So again, 10:07 in the morning, Mike here. And, geez, you know, I mentioned in my post on Facebook that this is the last time I'll be here with my full thyroid in my neck. On Friday, in the morning, this coming Friday, they're going to yank half of that out. So I'm not worried about it, but it was really kind of funny if you're into the macabre, like I guess I am. They show you a little drawn diagram of the gland itself and sort of show you what they're going to do. And behind it were two vertical kind of, you know, lines on each side of the thyroid. And I said, "So what are those, surgeon?" And she said, "Oh, those are your vocal cords." And I'm like, "Well, they're pretty close." She goes, "Oh yeah, they're close." She goes, "That's something we really have to watch. And I need to tell you when you sign this release that it may change your voice or the way you breathe or the way you swallow. But that's very, very, very unlikely. You know, it's unlikely that your voice would be any different or that you would struggle to breathe or anything like that." So I'm not really too worried about it. I just try not to think about it. But if I come here in 2 weeks and I sound completely different, that's why. All right, that last set included the following. We started off with new noise from a band called The Tracks, a brand new power poppy sounding single called Hanging On. And of course, power pop sort of set the scene for the rest of the set, except for the last one, which I'll get to. Smash Mouth was after that, a request for our buddy Tom Ruprecht from 1997's Fush You Mang CD. Why do you do these things to me, Tom? I don't know how to say that. That was Walking on the Sun. That I can say. That's an attempt to warm us up. It worked for a little while, but not anymore. It's cold in here. The Rifles, just after that, from a collection they did called Singles Collection. Very apropos name there. Tangled Up in Love. I love anything the Rifles do, anytime. Mike Viola, right after that. Love anything Mike Viola does as well. From his Electrode Perfecto CD, that was Get You Back. And then the fifth song of the set, which I try to make be something that is not oft-heard or just something that you're going to go, "Wow, that's pretty cool." I hope that did it for you there, because it does it for me every time I play it. The band is Han, and it's Warm on a Cold Night. Something about that track is just so serene and warm and comfortable and a little sexy, too. I don't know. I just love that. Han, Warm as a Cold Night. All right, 10:10 in the afternoon, time for some new noise. And I have a local artist named Julia Mark. And on January 30th, Julia is going to be releasing an album called Gemini at the wonderful Club Passim over in Harvard Square. And this is brand new. This is the debut single, as yet unreleased, but playing it today. And I hope we're going to get to talk to Julia on the Saturday the 27th, just before her show. But again, brand new from Julia, an advanced single, and this one is called The Stranger Is You. Brand new here.
I knew that room, the wooden floors, the painted walls, the ghost of you dancing down the daylit halls. Somebody knew was standing here and take their call. Driving by, maybe I will stop to pause and remember it all. Until the sun was clearly well past gone. We wore our secrets on our sleeves and we'll believe the slightest breeze was something we could build a story on. And will they mount a maple taking up a view, or will they call a crew to cut it down? No, I didn't know about this moment till it showed up in our doorway. I'll be leaving now. I'll be leaving now. Thank you. rises and because it grows a too bright white. I wonder if we'll find the letters we would write of conversations we recorded placed between the wooden boards at night. And will they keep the color in the kitchen or will they be switching every room around? Oh, I didn't know about this moment till it showed up in the doorway.
Time makes you bolder, even change. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide will bring it down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, the landslide will bring it down.
Get back homeward. closer's a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. I will sing a lullaby. Once I was away to get back homeward. Once I was away to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
Thank you.
WMFO Medford, 10:30 in the morning on a frigid Saturday. Beautiful Tufts University. Nice sunny day, but awfully cold. I think it's about 7 degrees out. Wind chills between 10 and 20 below, but I don't need to tell you that because you're experiencing it. It is January 6th, so I suppose it's supposed to be cold, huh? Yeah, it's cold out. All right, let's tell you what I played there, starting with the last one, because it was a birthday request for our friend Mike Maloney from Willie and the Poor Boys. It was a 40th anniversary edition of that great album, Creedence and Effigy. Thanks, Mike, and obviously, or apparently, those are different words. Apparently, Jeff Mias was pretty happy about that, too. So, hey, glad to make two of you kind of perk up your ears. That was a great request, Mike. Thank you. Happy birthday. Are you 50 yet? Maybe you are. You'll let me know. Elbow, just before that. I know I played Elbow before, but it was a request. And I was reminded of their great cover of Golden Slumbers, so I played that just before Creedence. The Commodores, from the Definitive Collection, The Commodores and Easy. It's a great track. It's a great track. I don't play it a lot, but it fit in well, and it's nice to hear. Fleetwood Mac, an early version of Landslide from a CD called Fleetwood Mac. And we started off with local artist Julia Mark, debuted a single here at WMFO called The Stranger Is You. She'll be debuting it on a record release show on January 30th in Harvard Square. And The Stranger Is You is the name of that one. Beautiful, beautiful track from Julia Mark. All right, new noise here at 10:32 in the morning. And before I do it, don't forget, 11 a.m., Sue Edelman. It's going to be here in WMFO's wonderful Studio A and Something About the Women from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't miss that. Don't ever miss it when Sue's here. Don't do it. All right, 10:32 in the morning. Brand new noise here from the great Unfreeze McGee. They have a new record out. And I count myself among the people who haven't seen them live, but you got to go see Unfreeze McGee live. It's just what you got to do, and I got to make sure I do that before I kick it. This one's called Half Delayed. Brand new here at WMFO Medford.
cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it a guessing game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between, and the cool, cool mornings turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it to drown. Silence knows you can't drown a heart. Happenstance is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Whose goal is louder anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. I want to find the right side of you. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it to drown. Didn't wanna turn that way, you're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown. What goes wrong, you're causing it to drown. Didn't wanna turn that way, you're causing it to drown. It doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown. We'll be right back.
Sarcastic to mundane. Brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO. Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
WMFO Medford, 10:52 in the morning, coming up on 10:53, because that's what 10:52 does. You know, it just is on its way to other things, front-moving time things. I don't know where I'm going. Anyway, we're 5 seconds away from that being a reality. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I'm Mike on the mic, and I'm just smiling because my friend Sue just came in here. Who's going to take over the squeaky chair? Yeah, is it cold out? Can you talk?
Oh, I'm out of breath from the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, the stairs do it to me, too. All right, we'll get you on mic in a bit and we'll talk, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we just heard the fabulous, wonderful Hoodoo Gurus from Stone Age Romeos, Back When I Was a Child. That came out, well, college child. I Want You Back, the Buzzcocks from 1979's Singles Going Steady CD, asking the musical question, why can't I touch it? Sunvolt, just before that, from the remastered LP called Trace. LP, by the way, is long playing, like in vinyl, for you children out there that don't know vinyl. Anyway, the CD is Trace, and that was Drowned by Sunvolt. Yeah, Mike Doty, just before that, 2008's Golden Delicious CD, that was Fort Hood, and the great Unfreeze McGee, brand new single from them called Half Delayed. And I said it, I've got to go see them live. Everybody's got to go see them live. I don't know why I haven't. Haven't had the chance yet, but Umphrey's McGee, yeah, that's great. Awesome. All right, 10:54 in the morning. I've got maybe two songs left before Sue takes over. Oh, wait, you want me to turn that on for you? Okay, that's the worst mic in the place.
Yeah, it's held together with packing tape.
Oh, you're not supposed to give away our secrets.
Sorry. It's held together with the most luxurious chocolate cake you've ever seen.
You ruined it already. All right. Are we talking now or are we talking
No,
after?
We can talk later. I didn't. I was trying to see if you if that was what you meant by later, but we can wait.
Mm-hmm.
Play your music.
I don't know what I meant. Am I supposed to know what I meant?
No.
All right.
No one's supposed to know anything at this time of the morning in this temperature.
It's cold.
It is.
All right. I'm going to end the show here and start the new noise off with a request from our friend David P. Riley. Wanted to hear this great track. It's Molly Marriott. It's called Control. Thanks, Dave. It's WMFO.
Oi.
Haven't you heard the word? I'm taking back full control. It seems to me just a little bit like I didn't have much warning. Sitting on black and gold, been a pill to own. Now watch me go to the world below as I salute you all. Kiss of word and sound.